Breakfast with Wolfie on ABC Radio Perth.
Today, back in 1854, a significant event occurred. The accordion was patented. And it used to be that when you went to, you know, certain cultural events, maybe weddings and celebrations like that, you might see the piano accordion come out. Every now and then, perhaps a busker might use it, but really you don't see that many piano accordions around. Well, Kate Lever got given one when she was 15. She was disappointed. She wanted makeup. She got a mini one, which she has not used. And with Leave It to Lever, what we thought we would challenge her with today is to go out and find somebody who can play the piano accordion and have a chat to us about it. I think I can tell. Kate Lever has been successful.
Russ, hello. I'm not on the back streets of Paris. I am in Perth with the wonderful queen of the piano accordion here in Perth, Nikki D'Agostino. She's more commonly known as Little Miss Squeezebox. Good morning, Nikki. Thank you for that beautiful rendition.
You're very welcome, Kate. Thank you. Good morning, everyone here today.
Look, now this gorgeous piano accordion you've got here, she is stunning. She's ivory white. It looks extremely heavy and she's got some beautiful diamantes and glitter all over her. What's her name?
Her name's Sonola.
Sonola. Good morning, Sonola.
Good morning. Well, I should say.
Stunning. Now, look, when I look at a piano accordion, I kind of can see it reminds me of a musical instrument from a different era. It's you know, there's so many components to it. It looks very complex. What are the different components here and how does it sound so gorgeous? Can you explain about that?
Oh, yes, there is a lot going on. And I think it takes a multitasker mind because you've got to do so many things. So, to mention the most distinct feature of an accordion is this part, which we call the bellows. Now, it's like a paper filing cabinet almost. So if it was slashed with anything that's sharp, it would put a hole in there. So basically what's happening here is it's like a breathing. Like the olden days, the bellows would start a fire with the air. Mm. So this is blowing air across what we call reeds inside this instrument, like free reeds. So a lot of people ask, what family does the accordion belong to? And it belongs to like the woodwind family because it has reeds. It's a wood instrument and then it blows the air through the wood. So yes, and it is heavy. It's 13 kilos.
And you've got some straps as well that you keep it on your shoulders
with.
Yes,
and I've got the back strap as well. The back strap helps a lot. So yes, it's not for the faint-hearted. You've got to be nice and strong. Or you could sit there and, you know, you can use a back strap and sit down and play as well.
And it's quite a rare art, I suppose. You don't see many people playing it. What got you into it? How did you start your love affair with it?
Oh, wow. Okay, beautiful little story. My family is originally from Italy, my grandparents on both sides, and they resided down near Bunbury in Harvey, WA. This is when they migrated a long time ago, and I used to go down and visit them every school holidays, and my granddad, my nonno, used to give me $50 every time I went to visit them on the school holidays. And one particular day, he forgot to give me my $50 for going to visit him. So I did the naughty thing and snooped around the bedroom to try to find where these Italians hide their cash. And jackpot, under the bed, there was an old-looking suitcase. And I thought, you know, that's where the money's going to be in there for sure. And I opened it up after a lot of hard work with the old locks, with your vintage cases, and there was not green money, because obviously when I was growing up, there was paper money. It was an accordion, which I didn't know the name. I was like, wow, funny looking piano. And you'd actually be surprised how many people don't know the name of this instrument. I get xylophone, I've had virus keys, I've had piano around the neck, I've had some funny names, and a lot of people aren't educated with the accordion. So again, I didn't know the name, and I picked it up and my granddad heard me, and he said, he came in and asked in Italian, like, what are you doing? And I think it was love at first sight, because I really feel there was a calling there, and I begged my parents to put me into lessons, and I learnt locally from a man in North Perth.
Wow, Nikki, so it was meant to be.
Yes, I feel like it definitely was.
Yeah. And why do you love it so much? What about the sound do you love and the versatility of it, I guess?
Well, absolutely, versatile. It can be used in so many different cultures, so many different eras and times, like we were mentioning. And I think the sound it's nostalgic. Like a taste can take you back in time or take you to a moment that you loved. The accordion can be nostalgic and reminiscing and so many colours and flavours in the sound, isn't it?
Give us a little taste of some of those, just quickly.
Okay, shall we play a couple of things? So, like, okay, for example, we did French. Everybody knows Italian, so, like, something like... Italian, that's amore. We've got Irish, so you can play. Let's go to this. So you've got the Irish sounds. Where else can we go? We've got German polkas, where it all just started from. And then you can even use it in mainstream music. So if we go to our very own Australia, you can play things like Akadaka on it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
So much you can do with it.
So much versatility in this beautiful instrument. Look, Nikki D'Agostino, thank you so much for chatting to me and giving me a little insight into this gorgeous, gorgeous instrument.
Absolutely. You're very welcome. Thank you.
Russ, that was me playing the whole time.
It was.
Oh, that's just gorgeous, Kate. Thank you so much. Please give Nikki D'Agostino a big hug from me. That was just beautiful. Well done. Your first Leave It to Lever, and you've nailed it. You could not have done it better.
This is Breakfast with Russ. I love it. Here on ABC Radio Perth and WA.